You got head from a car?
Yeah.
Good morning, Sharks.
Yes.
Today, I present that there will be three SoundCloud rappers in this classroom. Five billionaires, one CEO, and one girl that works at Boost Mobile.
All of them. Probably want a cracker. Bitch, your name is Ryan.
He's got to take a connecting flight just for a smoke break.
Wrightwood. You ever heard of that place?
No.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Wrightwood. Next to Leftwood? Next to Hades. Fuck. Two different jokes.
We'll have the comments decide.
I don't like how it's getting dark outside.
Ooh.
What's happening? What the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
Is the sun on a smoke break?
But you know,
What's happening?
Maybe he's tired.
But why do we just get to declare the time?
But what blows my mind is Arizona just doesn't do it. So what happens
Arizona
to
them? Arizona doesn't do a lot of things.
Or they do a lot of things.
That's the
fentanyl.
More accurate. Yeah.
But how do they not do daylight savings?
I don't know. I respect it. I wish I was that.
But why don't we all do that?
We should. Why are we letting the fucking farmers control our goddamn lives?
Oh, that's why they
there's
do it.
There's 11 farmers
right?
left. I well, hope there's more than 11 farmers.
There's so many. Farmers only. Do you get kicked off if you're not a farmer on farmers only?
Yeah, if you get like a real job, if you start working, if you're a farmer, then
you
start
working. What if you got a succulent?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, what denotes a farmer? I want to grow jalapenos at one point in my life.
Yeah.
And then am I a farmer?
It's just so funny that it's only for farmers. Farmers only.
Nah,
like
bullshit.
They need more. They need like.
What about Geek Squad only?
18 wheelers only.
Yeah, lot lizards only.
What would you call your lot lizards only one? Lot scissors.
Lot scissors is great. But
yeah, it is getting dark early. But the problem is I don't wake up until like 10 because I'm up. I'm up till like 2:30, 3 every night.
Yeah, grinding.
Dude, I hate a comment. When I go back to my parents' house, shout out my parents, love them very dearly. But like, dude, sleep till like 10, they're like, look who's up. Wow, look who stumbled out of bed. I was on Final Cut Pro last night.
Yeah.
Firing off clips.
Yeah.
To pay for a fucking mortgage.
Yeah, what were you doing, Dad? You were asleep at 7:15. You're watching the senior golf tournament.
No, I'm kidding. That's more like when you come home from like college break or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. My dad's had hip surgery. You got a bunch of perks. I called my dad and I was like, just checking in how his surgery went.
Yeah.
And he's like, they gave me this stuff. It's like a oxycodone mixed with like a Tylenol or like an Advil. I believe they call it Percocets. I was like, Dad, are you off the perks right now?
Hey!
Pop's perked up.
Oh,
title.
Dude.
Off the perks. So why do you not like daylight savings?
It's just too dark.
Okay.
I don't
were you
think
afraid
I
of the
like
dark as a kid?
I don't understand it. What changes? More clouds? Why is it darker? I literally don't. Is the world spin slower? The sun doesn't come up high? Does the sun need a blue chew?
It blows my mind. The sun is never taking a mental health day.
It's gonna one day. It's gonna burn our fucking grandkids to the goddamn.
But like, never once has been like, man, I'm tired.
It's
every
gonna.
Day.
It's gonna though. It's gonna happen.
We won't be here.
I hope we are.
What?
It's going to be so funny.
That'd be the most annoying day on the internet ever. Everybody would just be posting a photo of like the dark sky with like the sun emoji.
What is
like,
this?
It's right here.
Oh, what is this? Elon Musk? Boom.
God damn, man.
Boom. Everything gone. I like it.
Oh, speaking of sun.
What?
Dude, this bitch.
Do you have
sorry,
one?
I don't know if I can say that.
You can call her
this
bitch.
Lady. She was actually, I think if I were to take this hearing to a court, they would all, the jury would be like, she's a bitch. Flight home.
Hearing.
Early flight.
Hearing?
A hearing.
A hearing?
A hearing.
Just,
I
mean,
gavel,
what type
gavel.
Of lazy
dude,
fucking, like, oh, what is this called? Where people want to yell about, oh,
a
it's
hearing.
A hearing. So
like
stupid.
The bird? No, that's a herring.
What are herrings?
Birds.
I understand they're birds, but what is it? And when I hear a herring,
white
I think
crows.
Of a dog. Why
white
are crows so big?
I don't know.
What do crows eat?
Mice.
Fanta cans?
No, they be fucking up rodents.
Really?
Yeah.
Crows. Yeah. Crows are, what the
crows
fuck?
Crows got one beat. Ah!
It's kind of fire,
it's
though.
The whole thing.
It's really, that was really good. It's a good impression.
I
what's the difference between a crow and a raven? Anyone? Is a raven
one's
just a
football
smaller?
Team.
Oh, right. Dude, first of all.
I watch sports now.
Dumb name.
The Ravens?
You want your mascot to be a raven?
Remember when Washington was like, yeah, we're the football team.
I loved it. I really loved it. Dan Snyder said, fuck you.
Yeah.
We are a football team. And we're from Washington. Guess what? Washington football team.
I feel like when colleges don't know what their mascot should be, they're like, fuck it, Spartans?
They love a Spartan. They love a, they love a, what else do they love? They love any type of bird. They love a falcon. Ooh, they love a falcon. They love a warrior. Falcons,
huh? Warriors.
They love warriors. Good. Yeah.
What sport team would you own if you could?
What?
I
any?
Would,
yeah.
I would own.
Sparks. Ladies.
You'd own the Sparks.
Why not?
Dude, you'd be in debt every year.
Because I'd be spending so much money on, I got nothing.
It's okay. What is the most lucrative team? Because what I'm saying, I want to own like Chiefs. Manchester United. Like a team that like makes bags.
Yeah, but then.
There's a level of fame and bags where you just like, your life is, you live in a different world. I want to be there.
Do you?
Yeah, I want to go in a basement and just have fucking people wearing masks trying to jerk me off. And I say no and they get eaten by crows. Like there's a type
lots
of wealth.
To unpack there.
There's a type of wealth where you walk into a room and you go, burn him. And then within 3 seconds, he's on fire. Like there's a type of wealth like that.
Oh my God.
You know?
Yeah.
You go, I don't like you. His head's chopped off.
Dude, I
I want to be a sultan of something.
A sultan?
A sultan of something. Okay. A sultan like of
sultan of the seven seas?
Maybe.
Yeah, I have two thoughts here.
Give it to me.
To that level of wealth.
Yeah.
I was in I went to a wedding this weekend in Mexico and I had a day off there, so I got a massage. And there was this like
hell yeah.
This coastal view of the whole thing. And before the massage, they're like, oh, you can sit in this hot tub or ice bath, like combo thing.
Yeah.
And I did the ice bath and I sat in the hot tub. And I just saw the whole, it's like this balcony. You see all the view. And you go, people wake up with this every day.
And you know what's fucked up?
What?
Is they wake up to it every day, so they don't care.
Well, they get used to it.
That's what I mean.
But I'm like, what level of wealth do you have to be at where you're like, oh, I want to start with this view every day. I want to start every morning like this. There's so much money to be made out
there. There is, dude, there's people that own cherries.
Cherries?
Like the fruit. Like someone's like, oh, I'm worth $1.7 billion because I come from a family of cherries.
Family equity.
Yeah. And you go seedless?
Yeah. What am I passing down to my non-existent family?
I'm passing down nothing. I'm passing down foot jokes. Yeah. It's a fuck.
Yeah.
I got nothing. Yeah. I got nothing. I got to invest in something.
Yeah. Bitcoin? You can pass down Bitcoin.
Fuck no.
Really? Bitcoin's at, what is it, 93 right now? 87?
It's back up, right?
Dog.
90.
These fucking hustlers are chirping.
I don't know what my point
TikTok.
Of that was, but I had a thought where I go, there's people out there that wake up like this every day.
I had the dumbest thought ever, and this is very connected to what you're saying. We were, my girlfriend and I were driving on a road. I don't know specifics, but there was this house that was on the mountain.
It's on the mountains in the big and teeny.
All the time I see a house in a mountain, I go, who the
fuck? Yeah. But I'm not even talking about a mountain dog. I'm talking about the top of the mountain. Mm-hmm. Like the tip, like what is even, like it looks like.
Like the Getty.
Yes. Yeah, dude, for real. Literally. Yeah. It looked like the Getty. And I was driving and I go, hey, go on ChatGPT and find out whose house that is. She goes, how do I do that? And I go, I don't think it's that crazy. If you just type in ChatGPT, I'm on this road. There's a house on a mountain to the left of me. Who owns that house and how much
sounds
is
like
it?
Sounds like a board game.
Dude, but I'm telling you, ChatGPT, I've been ChatGPT in wild shit.
You've been plugging it for every episode for the past like 7 weeks. Not now.
I'm getting paid for it.
And did you guys find out who owned
it? No, because you made fun of me for 12 minutes. She's like, how the fuck am I going to do it? Screaming at me.
Yeah.
I just felt dumb. But it's connected because that person has that view every day, but they don't care. Because they're too busy deep throating Percocet just to make it through their unhappiness.
Yeah, just get VR glasses and a perk and you're
good. I saw someone with fucking Apple Vision Pros on the plane and I almost punched him in the face.
Really?
I've
only seen them in the wild once. They actually just discontinued them.
They should have discontinued them a while ago.
They said it's the first Apple product they've ever discontinued this fast.
They sold 11 of them.
They flopped hard. Yeah. Seeing them on a plane is rough.
I mean, my man was playing a game on the plane. What are you doing?
Just changing his kid's diaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was like moving his fingers and shit. I was just like, what are you doing?
This is how you like collect shit. It's just, it was a quick fad.
He just looks like an idiot.
Absolutely. You just want to knock directly on the screen. Dung, dung, dung. You look dumb.
Dumb. You look
like an
idiot.
You look dumb.
Here's the problem though. 17 years, we're all going to be wearing them.
Yeah, 17 years though.
Yeah.
But it'll be a cooler version. The Apple ones were so, excuse me, so clunky. It's like they had to be plugged in all the time. They were crazy front heavy. They look cool. Then you actually try them on. You're like, this is not practical.
How did they get through all the barriers? Like, there's so many people that are like, yes, 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 yes. Like, and they're usually really good at that. They usually wait for the product to be absolutely amazing. But they didn't. They just say, fuck it. They'll buy it. And they
the
fucked up.
The technology is really cool. But
it is really cool.
I think they're like, we'll see past that. Oh, you got to be plugged in. That's not too bad. You get a battery pack. It was a whole thing.
Goddamn.
But to your point, we see those massive houses. A lot of times, I feel like nobody even lives in there. It's like they build this place and it like rents to Justin Bieber for a while and then it goes. And then they rent it out for music videos. Yep. But I want to go to one. I just want to knock on the door and be like, well, how? Who? How did you get here?
Yeah. They're going to like, I think to get to that level of wealth, you have to step over the people that you killed.
Yeah.
Like the amount of people that they had to kill, maybe not even directly, but their family over the years to get there. A lot of people.
It's just fascinating to me. And it's like when you live there, you don't live there alone. There's like 17, you know, nannies and chefs and maids and people. Like it's a business operation to live in one of these giant houses.
Yeah, it's very odd. You're like, do you have any friends here? They go, I have my maid. Well, they're your friend because you pay them hourly. Yeah. Do you have actual friends?
It's bizarre.
And the answer is no.
It's bizarre. Speaking of somebody with no friends, this lady on a flight, I feel like reading the room has left the room. Like, I was on this flight early morning, 6 a.m.
Too early.
Too early.
Let me just get up at 3 something in the morning.
Too early.
Why did you do 6 in the morning?
Because I had to be back here for, I had to be on set for this thing at like, it like 12.
Yuck.
So leaving Mexico, I had to go connecting flight Mexico City and then fly back.
Yeah.
This flight back, I think it was at like 6 or 7. Everybody has their windows closed. Mm-hmm. And you go, we could read the room here. Mm-hmm. If there's 8 windows, 7 of them are closed, and you got yours open, who's in the wrong?
She is.
Window wide open. I'm trying to fall asleep, you know. But it's one of those early morning flights where the sun is like,
yep.
We're boys.
Yep.
He's riding shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
The sun is like directly to my left.
Correct.
I was like, what up? And he's like, what up?
What up? And you're like, daylight savings time? And he goes, fuck you.
Yeah. I'm trying to sleep. Right? I'm trying to sleep. My eyes, I'm like trying to fall asleep. I go, whatever. I kind of like look at her and I see that she's the window. I'm aisle.
Oh, you're next to her. Oh, shit.
I'm right
next to her. Okay.
I'm looking at my backpack. I kind of do a side eye when I'm looking back and she's trying to close her eyes. And I go, well, that's weird.
I've seen this before.
You got the window open.
Uh-huh.
You're trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And I go, okay. Maybe she was just resting her eyes dry. I go to the bathroom. I come back, and I jokingly make small talk, and I go like, "Oh, yeah, it's real, it's bright, huh? Do you want to leave the window up or whatever you want to do? But you want to put the window down?" She goes, "I like the light."
What?
You moth bitch.
You like
I
the
like
light.
The light, and then giggles. I like the light. Were you the opposite of a vampire? Who the fuck is horny for light? Who's like, all right, time to go to bed. Hit the lights.
You know what's
turn them on.
You know what's insane is like if you're not going to sleep, fine. Still asshole move. Still asshole because you're fucking everyone up. But if you're trying to go to sleep, why the fuck? Do you need light to go to sleep?
That's what I'm saying. The opposite of a vampire.
I'd wait for her to go to sleep and then fucking just shut it.
I thought about it. I thought about it because it was one of those, I had headphones on, she had headphones on. I come from the bathroom and she's like, she doesn't have them. I go, oh, there's a, I was like, yes, there's did you want the light up or down? I don't care. I felt like a pussy because I was like, do you want up or down? I don't really care. I cared. I cared so much.
You cared so much.
So much.
Yeah, you should.
So fucking
it
bright.
It should be illegal. Dude, there's certain things that are left not brought to the judge, and that is one of them that needs to be brought to an actual judge.
And I'm sitting there and I can feel the light on my eyeball. Yeah. Like, what up? What up? What? The sun was playing like just defense on my eye the entire flight. Just like, what up? Like, you can feel it because it would like a cloud would like cover them, like beam through the eye.
Yep.
Like, lady, everybody's going to sleep. All the windows are closed, and you're going to be this bitch with a ring light from God.
What is the cutoff time? I think it's got to be, if it's 11 a.m., you should be legally allowed to leave your shit up.
Yeah.
And then if people need to sleep, all right, but that's your problem.
But I'm saying,
if it's 10 a.m. or under, close the fucking blind.
Everybody had theirs closed. Yeah. Her window was literally illuminating this whole
yep,
section.
Yep, 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 yep. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you should be thrown out of the plane.
Oh, my God.
You, yeah, you should be shot.
Yeah, did you guys see the Spirit Airlines flight they got shot at?
Good. Not good, but checks
no,
out.
No, 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 good. No, good.
Good?
Have you been in a Spirit Airlines flight? The whole thing, they all should be shot down.
You think that Spirit would be shooting down to the ground?
It was after it was shot at.
Imagine if the roll down windows.
Yeah.
Well, what's it? I will
Why
say.
Why was it shot at?
Was it just a stray?
It There's, was four gunshots, so someone was deliberately trying to
hold
hit
on,
it.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Someone was shooting inside the fuselage or someone
no,
was shooting at the
shooting
plane?
Shooting at it.
Like from the ground?
Yeah, it was That's flying hilarious. 600 feet and they were trying to land and they were getting shot at.
Holy shit. I will say sometimes I'm outside filming and a plane is just really loud and I'm like, we got to do this take again?
Yeah, dude, every single ambulance, every single ambulance that goes by, wish had a rocket launcher.
Oh my God. It's just, it would be Spirit. I think if it was a Delta flight, it wouldn't get the attention, but the fact that Spirit's like, yeah.
Actually, a JetBlue flight actually got hit too.
In Haiti?
In Haiti, over Haiti, yeah.
Well, are they like against tourism there or something? Yeah, first of all, how is Spirit Airlines even getting to Haiti?
I would wait, yeah, where was it coming from? If that's from the States,
it's Spirit Airlines is coming from hell.
But I'm saying, like, I'll take a Spirit flight if it's under 3 hours. I just, if it's a 5 hour flight, 6 hour flight, I'm like, I don't know if Spirit's engine is ready for that.
It's not.
It's got to take a connecting flight just for a smoke break, just on a tarmac. We'll be there in a second, Chief.
Dude, I told you that someone that works on that, what is a person that knows about fucking airplanes? Aerodynamic person? What are they fucking called? I'm bombing the story right now. What is it?
An aero
aeronautical.
Thank you. An aeronautical engineer, whatever the fuck. I was sitting next to one of them on an airplane. I think I said this on this podcast before. Oh, they said that Spirit Airlines was the safest airlines because they buy like used planes and they have to fix everything currently, like up to code. So everything's newly done.
So it's like refurbished?
Yeah, they say it's actually like one of the safest airlines because they go through every single
piece.
Well,
tell that to the bullet.
What is this?
So this is a video of the bullets that hit the Spirit Airline.
Holy fuck, dude.
Oh
my God. It went through to the where you keep your
suitcase. Oh, I didn't know they
hit it. Check-in bag.
So is it like rebels like just being crazy?
They don't have any information on that yet. But
where was this flight coming from? And I can't believe Spirit Airlines goes to Haiti. Spirit Airlines doesn't go to Connecticut.
Yeah, were they leaving Burbank Airport?
Goddamn. Where the fuck is Haiti? I have no idea where Haiti is. Guess where Haiti is.
Wait. Yeah, Africa. We're going to do a guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring up a map.
North. Northeast.
I think Haiti is in South America. And that is a fucking guess and a half. I think Haiti is an island to the right of Brazil. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's on a map. I'll say that.
That's pretty good.
While Jack's pulling that up, I would like to, I took a connecting flight in Mexico. The guy flying the plane, the pilot, from Puerto Vallarta to Mexico City, he opened the door to like, you know how they kind of stand up when people are walking off?
Fucking hate
I know you.
You
hate it, but I this
hate
guy-
it so much.
I get off and he's a younger dude. He's got kind of curls, like kind of slick back a little bit. He was wearing Prada sunglasses. Like, have you seen the ones that have like a diamond on the side? Yeah. He was wearing those and he was like fixing his hair. And I was like, my man is strictly out here for hoes.
Yeah.
Like he opened the door and was like, what up? At first I was like, what? And then I was like, this guy's kind of a legend.
No, he's not.
Prada sunglasses.
He's a loser.
But like, but isn't that
fly crazy? The plane. Fly the fucking plane. Stop trying to get pussy. Go.
No, get pussy.
You can wear your uniform and then go to like some bar and whatever. But like after the flight, like buddy, you flew the plane an hour and a half?
But like
on autopilot.
But isn't that
if like, you're in a war zone, fine.
In my head, pilots only wear aviators. To see a younger guy rocking like Prada shades, I was like, this guy's kind of chill. I just pictured him up there, like driving the plane, like one hand up here.
Yeah.
Hitting a gate bar in the other. Yeah. It was just so funny. I've never seen like a chill, like a cool pilot.
Yeah. The two pilots ago, lady pilot.
Hey, yo.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Good.
What?
Connection.
We need to hook them up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't like the guy though. I don't like that.
It was just funny. I walked up, I was like, dude wearing Prada shades?
Yeah.
Like a very cool trendy sunglass.
I also go like, how much are we paying these pilots? That my man orders. First of all, can we pay them more? Like, I think if you have a job that requires to give safety, more money. I think the average like fighter,
how
not
much
fighter,
much do they make?
I don't know, but they need to make more. Cops need to make more. Firefighters need to make more. Ambulance people.
Teachers?
Sick, dude. Teachers? Fuck them. They don't do anything. They do nothing. Dude, you know what we need
teachers
to do?
Teachers should be.
YouTube should get paid more. YouTube? I'm joking, teachers. Everyone, please relax.
I think that there should be some way where there can be commission based for teachers. Like, the more students you have that get A's, like, the more money you get. I think it'd be fun.
I mean, it would be fun, but then teachers in fucking high school would be like, oh, we have a pop quiz. What's one plus apple? Like, they would make it so fucking
what
easy.
What is one plus apple?
One apple?
Holy shit. Just $5,000 handed to you. I don't know, but like.
Do you know what I mean? There'd be so much. Dude, they actually do that with like standardized tests. Like if a school gets better standardized tests, they get more funding.
Yeah,
so
what was my high school?
So they'd be just giving out standardized tests, like the scores. They'd be like, oh, I wonder what one is. Probably B. Anyways.
Yeah,
like
no,
tell them.
My high school won some award. It was like academic, blah, blah. And they like painted it on the front. I was like,
no way.
What does this mean?
There's no way.
Oh, I wasn't a part of it.
Okay.
I think it was the year before I got there.
Yeah, but dude, it's like a YouTube plaque for a school. Yeah, they get more fucking people in college. But I hear that plan though. I think that's a great plan. But you got to make it so the teachers don't just automatically give it to them like easy.
Right.
But they should get some like incentive based salary, because then they can make back.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Ooh, how about this? I got it. How about you make school like incubators? Right. So if the student
incubus,
it's a band, but okay. An incubator. So if the student goes on to make a business or make money, you get a
equity,
percentage
shark
of that.
Tank.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
Shark
you get a
tank.
Percentage of the person.
Good morning, sharks.
Yes.
Today, I present that there will be 3 SoundCloud rappers in this classroom, 5 billionaires, 1 CEO, and 1 girl that works at Boost Mobile.
All of them Boost Mobile. Don't look. Was I wrong?
What is this?
That's so I want you guys to pick out where do you think
no,
Haiti
it wasn't my fucking
that.
Guess. I said my
no,
guess.
No, he's saying drag it.
Reverse that.
No, tell me where.
Oh,
tell me where
literally where Trevor's thing is. I think that's where Haiti is.
I want to go where Michael's was, the to the right.
So
yeah,
Trevor thinks that this
go.
Island
is
Haiti, and Michael thinks that Brazil is
no, to the right, dude. I don't think you can see Haiti. I think Haiti's a pretty small island.
Okay, so it's just
somewhere
off the
in
coast.
The ocean.
Okay,
yeah.
So it is in the Caribbean.
Exactly.
Do you know where the Caribbean is?
Pirates?
Yeah, pirates.
Come on, you know where the Caribbean is.
No,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Caribbean?
You swallow eagles for a living.
The Caribbean,
yeah.
Parts of the Caribbean. Caribbean.
All right, let me actually guess.
So I'm gonna make it a little easier for you.
What do you mean?
That it looks like a
where
fossil
is that on the map.
This is right below Florida. You guys never heard of the Caribbean before.
Haiti's by Florida. Dog, what?
I know Cuba.
Dude, you know
Florida.
What? I hate this podcast.
Oh, God. Wait. So it's
why did I like that so much and you hated it?
No, I just this map that Jack is showing us is the smallest map in the world. This gives me zero context.
It's the map of the Caribbean.
It's
I'm
right,
trying to
so
lower the
right,
choices.
Right below Florida.
So
see,
all these
see that like white
islands.
Dick right
that's
there?
That's Florida.
That's Florida.
Haiti's the pink one by where Texas is. Yep, there it is.
Oh, you're asking us right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Haiti is that the small yellow cock.
The small yellow
up
to,
right,
no.
right.
Then
keep
right.
going.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
There you go.
Okay. I got I hope your girlfriend doesn't see this. That's Puerto Rico, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that was
fuck,
Puerto
really?
Rico.
What's the difference between Puerto Rican and Haiti?
Oh,
sure. Were you
Haiti,
right?
Oh, Haiti by the DR.
Oh, well, you guessed
Jamaica. Turks and Caicos.
Dude, Turks and Caicos in the Caribbean?
Dude, man, you guys.
Dude, we got to go to this place.
I want to go to Turks and. I want
to. Dude, it's all right there?
Yeah.
Can we go to Cuba now or no? Are we cool with them? Are we still, like, tariffing them to fuck?
I've never.
Like, is it legal for us to fly to Cuba? What about the missile crisis? I have a lot more questions if you guys keep wanting me to ask.
You have to get a visa to go to Cuba still.
What about a MasterCard? I'm bombing.
Oh, dude, I saw a guy in the fucking customs eating Carl's Jr.
No.
I was like, you don't even need a boarding pass. Like, you don't even to show your passport.
Oh, yeah, no, you're
like,
American.
Like, getting into America, you're eating a $6 Carl's Jr. burger.
Get in.
Just lick the musky barbecue sauce off your thumb, and the guy's like, thumbprint here, you're good, brother. Yeah.
It's the same thing as bringing a musket and a bald eagle in.
Yeah.
Like, well, let me get in here.
When you land at LAX, going through customs, it shows you, like, there's, like, a giant American flag, there's a sign of Hollywood, and I'm like, what are we doing? This is not the where you're landing. Show them the fentanyl crisis out front of the crypto.com.
Oh, I
see. Show them Ford F-350. Show them parking tickets.
Right.
Like a realistic photos of what Los Angeles should be.
Oh, it's just like homeless people and just fucking
encampments.
School shoot. Yeah, encampments.
But
yeah.
Like it's just showing, what was the one that you said?
I don't know.
But when you, it shows like Hollywood and like all this stuff is like, welcome to LA. You're in the US. Giant American flag.
Yeah, that's not what it is.
No, fuck all that. I don't know.
No, I hear you. So we were totally wrong. Yeah. So you're telling me right now that Haiti is not to the right of Brazil?
No, it's not.
All right. Did you know that before you looked?
Yes.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you knew that?
Yeah.
You knew where Haiti was? Hey, whoa. What is it? Haiti? Yeah, Haiti.
Yeah.
I don't like that name. Haiti's kind of, it's mean. Haiti? Is it from Hades? Like the, where does Haiti come from? The etymology. Ooh, bitch. Oh, bitch!
Big word.
So it means the land of the high mountains.
Oh, ooh. Shit. Right next to Jamaica, everyone's high. Goddamn. Goddamn. When was the last time you got fucking high as shit, Trev? Oh! Speaking of drugs!
Hey!
I went to the mountains!
The fuck?
Did fucking shrooms out of my cock!
What type of Subaru activities are you on?
Oh, Subaru activities. Dude, went to Wrightwood. You ever hear of that place?
No.
Yeah.
What is that?
Wrightwood. Next right next to Hades. Fuck. Two different jokes.
We'll have the comments decide. You went to the mountains?
Yeah. Went to the... Shut up!
Why was I fucking hate loud cars.
You guys just feel like we're just flipped out. We're next to a stupid-ass road, and they just drive loud cars and motorcycles the entire time.
Welcome to the valley.
So dumb. Okay, but yeah, I went to Wrightwood Mountains or whatever.
Where is it? How far from L.A.?
Like an hour and a half.
It's a 90-minute drive.
90-minute drive. There you go. Hell?
And did you pick a destination or you just like, oh, this is drive to the mountains?
Oh, no, we got an Airbnb.
Oh.
Yeah. We made a whole thing of it.
Hold up.
Got mushrooms. Went to-
Where'd you get mushrooms from? Whole Foods?
Yep. Shiitake.
Whoa. So funny if you bring actual just normal edible mushrooms. And you're like, yeah. Let's do mushrooms.
Let's do it.
I don't feel anything.
Babe, you ready?
Yeah.
I don't feel anything but full.
So walk me through this process.
Yeah. So, so we got mushrooms. By the way, order them. I don't know if I can say any of this.
Sure, why not?
Okay, you're right. Order them, and they like order them a place that they package them all nicely, and then like
what? How you call? There's an app.
It's a whole thing. You got to get on another different like app. What is it? It's called Signal. Jack knows what it is. That's how he texts his dad. See, you get it. Someone laugh. Fuck everyone in this room.
Don't get it.
Signal is a fucking app that's like encrypted, and usually people that storm the Capitol have it.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
Cool.
Wait, did you actually? You had to download an encrypted app?
Yeah, Signal.
Wow.
I thought you know what Signal would be.
No. Is that incriminating?
Really?
Are you allowed to have that?
Signal?
Yeah.
I think you're allowed to have it, but it's a lot of like malicious, weird criminal activity that happens on the app. Anyways, so we had to get that. Talk to the person, and they delivered it to us. We got like just like actual mushrooms and chocolate and shit. It was really cool. So then we went all the way to the goddamn mountains, and when you get like something new, you're like, let's do it now. We weren't planning on doing it twice, but we're just like, let's just do it now, okay? This is what we fucked
chocolates
up.
Or like caps?
Actual mushrooms.
Whoa.
I know. The big boys, right?
Big
and tiny and little and huge. So.
Huge.
Tiny. Yeah, tiny. So we went to this Airbnb, hot, and and so we took them, and then it's time to like make the food for the night, right?
You took mushrooms before cooking?
I'm stupid, yeah. And we went to this cute grocery store, we got like steak, and we got my girl chicken. So I'm outside in the mountains, okay? Pitch black in front of a fucking gas grill cooking.
Did you take a microdose or like a fuck ton?
That's what it was. We thought it was going to be a micro. We thought it was like 1 gram. Ladies and gents, either these mushrooms are strong or I'm a pussy, or we took more than one. Dog, I was cooking and it just started to happen. I am outside. I'm going to repeat myself. I'm outside, pitch black. I've never taken mushrooms pitch black. Pitch black.
That's terrifying.
I'm hearing fucking coyotes and I'm cooking a steak and chicken with no meat thermometer. I don't know. I have nine alarms.
How is that the one part that threw you off?
No, because, dude, because I'm setting alarms. I'm looking up and I'm trying to read on mushrooms. And then all of a sudden I get this wave of like, because my girl, she tried to come outside, but she's on mushrooms, so she's freaked out. So she's inside with Greta, the dog.
Compa David.
You seen Gigi off the shrooms? Oh, my
dude.
God.
So, bro, this is where I start freaking out because I have this overwhelming sensation that I'm like, I am like providing for like my family inside. And I need to keep fighting these fucking demons outside so I can provide for my family. And then I start thinking like,
this guy went to a grocery store. It's bro, like, I provide.
I know, dude. I mean, a mushroom will make you feel fucked up,
yeah,
right?
I hear you.
But so I'm flipping the meat and
with
there's
what, your fingers?
No, dude. I'm with the fucking thing. But I'm flipping. So, but what I'm saying is, and then I start thinking like, oh fuck, like chicken is, if it's not timed right or not cooked right, the temperature's not right, I can like make her sick. So not only am I providing for my family trying to fight the goblins outside alone, mind you, I'm also freaking out because if I undercook this bitch, everyone's gonna get sick. Me, her. I have a full meltdown. I'm like yelling at myself in my head to be like, Michael, you're on a mushroom, shut the fuck up, get your life together. I'm setting alarms on my phone. They keep going off. I don't know what the fuck they're for. They're not labeled. Wah. Dude, I'm flipping out, right? And then I just putting all the burners real low. So I'm like, maybe I'll slow and steady. Bitch, I don't know what's happening. I mean, it must have been 112 degrees. I'm flipping, but it's not cooking. I don't know if I'm doing a good job explaining this. I am losing my mind.
Yeah. It's probably a really funny perspective to see you doing this. You're probably just standing there not saying anything or moving, but in your head, it's like 100 miles an hour.
100%. But that feeling, dude, of like I am providing for my family. And I also like wanted to just stop and just be like, babe, we're going to order DoorDash because I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, I would have done that immediately.
I know. But here's the fucked up part about mushrooms. If you're on a bad wavelength, I start thinking, I go, if I do that, then it's a signal to her that I actually can't provide for the family.
It turned into a fucking caveman.
Bro, yeah. Yes. It was the most caveman experience ever because I'm literally in front of a fire cooking meat.
Was it a grill or?
Grill.
Like
grill. Just a gas grill. Gas grill, not a foreman. Like yeah. A gas grill outside. It was, dog, I was fucking flipping out. And then eventually I just was like, all right, the meat has been on here long enough. Yeah. And then I just put it on plates and hope that I didn't fucking kill her. I like took it inside, cut it open to see if, I mean, this sounds like a very like normal thing. I mean, you cook meat. It's all good. It's very, and it would have been if I wasn't intoxicated by the semen of the Lord. Mm. I was gone, dog. Gone. And eventually when we sat down,
I can't believe you took shrooms. You're like, time to cook.
It was user error like a motherfucker. But also, man, we thought, because I've done microdosing twice. And so like,
you can do shit.
You can do shit. Like there's a little bit of visuals, but like you can do stuff. It was way too much. And I was gone. And eventually we like ate and we started to come down and it was like, and it was fine. And it turned into like a nice, like fun little trip. But holy shit. And then the next day.
How was the food?
Shitty. Mm. I cooked my steak. I mean, I was literally eating a hockey puck. It was not good.
Yeah.
And she kept telling me, oh, this chicken's good. No, it's not.
She's on mushrooms, Michael.
True.
It tastes like cotton candy.
Yeah. I mean, gone.
It's a chicken. Chicken candy.
Then the next day.
Hold up.
Next day. We have a nice
little
morning. You guys
fuck on mushrooms?
Yeah.
Oh.
How
was that steak cooked?
Rare, bitch. Raw as fuck. Dude.
That's crazy.
Dude. Then the next day, we take a full dose.
So you're just not going to go into any details of what it's like fucking on mushrooms?
Oh, I'm telling you.
Okay.
We didn't do any fornication that night.
I thought it was steak and chicken night.
No.
Chicken, steak, breast.
No.
Meat, cow, hog.
Hog?
I don't know.
Do we take a full dose the next day?
Hey, yo, what time?
11 a.m.
Y'all be doing shit.
Yeah.
Early.
Dog. We had breakfast. We went on a fucking hike.
Before or after the shrooms?
Before. We had breakfast, hike, coffee. We did a whole thing. Oh, by the way, we went hiking. Turns out there was forest fires in that bitch like 2 weeks ago. I mean, have you ever been inside of a forest that had a goddamn forest
fire?
Yeah,
my hometown this past week.
Shit. No. Really?
Camarillo was ablazing.
Really?
Not good.
Oh, no. Bad?
Not great.
How's your parents' house?
Parents' house. Okay.
Oh, it didn't make it?
No.
Holy fuck. Yeah, it's really scary. But the chaos was actually kind of beautiful. There was like trees down and they were like burnt. It was like really, really nice. Anyway, so it
makes sense for a guy who wants the world to explode any given day. That checks out for you.
You're can't
like,
wait.
Yeah, burn it all down.
I can't wait.
No, but it probably smelled like a little bit of like.
Yeah. You know. It smelled like the world like had a forest fire.
Yeah.
Thank you. come back. We take the mushrooms. Take about an hour to kick in. Gone again. Like triple gone. I think these were like really, really strong. Dude, we laid down in the backyard on dirt and rocks, mind you. Not grass.
Yeah.
Dirt and rocks. 3 hours. Mm-hmm. 3 hours. Just looking at the nature move.
Oh, that's probably nice.
Dude, it was so nice. And I had this overwhelming feeling. I was like, wow, man, this is free. This is better than any
free.
It's free, dude.
This beautiful.
Is better than any stupid ass Netflix show.
Yeah.
Way better. And we're just watching and we're like, wow, man, I wish we could like have this feeling all the time where it's like, all you gotta do is walk outside and watch the trees move. It was just like a really profound feeling. And then we went inside and then things got a little hot and heavy. And let me tell you what, dude, sex mushrooms, which I never had before, dude. I don't know who's touching me. Me? I felt like I was fucking an octopus. Oh. There's so much touching and feeling, and who is that?
Yeah.
Dude, it was just, and then, oh, not mind you, I lasted like 2 hours.
Were you even having sex?
No.
You're just air thrusting?
I was just reading a book. I mean,
too long.
Too long, sure, but not really. Because when you're on mushrooms, you're so focused in the moment. So, like, when you're licking cootie, you're licking cootie.
You're going down on somebody on mushrooms?
Yeah, everything looked pristine.
Dude, I would have thought I was, like, licking to something.
Yeah.
Like, I would have thought that I would have been, like, you know, kids, like, digging a sandbox to go to China. I would be like, what does this lead to?
Yeah.
This jawbreaker's crazy.
Goddamn. Yeah, dude, but it was a... It was a great, great experience.
Were you still like present in sex land off the mushrooms? Or were you like,
yeah, I think it makes you like hyper like in the moment.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever done it, but it's a beautiful experience because you're not thinking about anything. You know, sometimes when you have sex, you're like pumping, you're like, why are t-shirts always on sale on Target? Like your brain go. I don't know what you guys think about her sex, but your brain goes to. Like
I think about that when I'm going down on somebody. Sex, I'm like, don't come. But if I'm going down on somebody, I'm like, man, what came first, the sock or the shoe? You know,
that's a great question. I mean, the shoe had to come first.
And then I'm down here thinking about that. And then she's up there be like, ah, Channing Tatum. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. who do you think the weirdest guy, hold on, how do I phrase this? Who do you think, like, if you're having sex with a girl in your life, the weirdest person that she's ever thought about during sex?
Danny DeVito.
Do you think someone has thought about Danny DeVito?
Absolutely.
Have you ever thought about something ludicrous during sex to try to come? Like, you're like, yeah, you're like, a bike wheel? Where the fuck did that come from?
To
come.
Oh, I don't got to think about anything to do that.
Really? Just lickety?
Well, I just focus on the feeling. I'm in.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I've ever thought about something like weird. Like a banjo or like something. You're like, oh, that made me come? Whoa, it's weird. You know?
Yeah.
Like my grandma's apron. Why'd I do that? That's real. It's too specific.
Yeah, I hear you. So we talked a little bit before, and you know, it's just I think we're both kind of worn down, and we're just a little stressed out just from work stuff. But how'd you feel after the trip?
I felt really, really good because in that like day and a half, I think I looked at my phone like twice.
Yeah, it's great.
And I looked at my phone for like maybe 5 minutes each time just to like, if I needed to get like one work thing out. But like, I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Like there was no like that impulsive desire to look at your phone all the time. There was like none of that. And you just need like a couple days and then you don't think about it. It's out of your like habit world.
Also things about the product of your environment. Like if you're at your house, you're used to checking your phone at your house. So if you're at your house, you're gonna be like, what do I do here? Check my phone. But sure. If you had a cabin in the woods, you're just constantly looking outside of what your surroundings are.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing with a plane. It's like the second you're on a plane, you're like, and phone. Like there's certain places where your brain just goes, if I'm here, I'm on a phone. If I'm in a line, I'm on a phone.
Yeah. Dude, I've been like trying to like get off my phone on a plane because I've been getting crazy headaches, like nauseous headaches on planes. And I really think it's because I'm looking at a phone for 6 hours. And then I'm like, okay, I'll get off my phone. And then I'm like, oh, I'll edit. I'm like, I'm still looking at a screen, you fucking moron.
Even that fucks you up?
Yeah. And then I try to look at a book and I'm like, this book, what?
This book got no
There's digital? No brightness?
Yeah, no brightness. No videos?
Nothing. I can't click this works. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Zoom in on no tits.
Bro, I'll tell you what. The Kindle, when you don't know the word and you click on a bitch and it gives the definition. Thank you for being on board with me. I know it's like technology that's been around for 1,000 years, but I'm like, this is cool as shit. I don't know it. And I go, this, tell me.
I need that on a menu.
Dude.
We got the cone free. The fuck's a cone free?
You know what pisses me off? Shut up.
What?
Calligraphy? Make that shit Times Roman and make it English.
Well, you're at a French restaurant.
I will blow this place up. Fucking stupid idiot. What is this? And you know what pisses me off? They give you the dumbass word that's big as fuck. No one knows what it is. And then the description's even hard.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what the fuck is marionette sauce?
Oh, dude, I feel I was hitting the Google Translate in Mexico.
Oh, right.
So, dude, I had to your point of an experience. I took I took a taxi from the airport to the hotel in Puerto Vallarta. It was like 45 minutes. And this lady driver was so nice. I get in the car and she's like, my English is not very good. And I go, well, my Spanish isn't very good. So we're like kind of meeting in the middle. She's like, inglés, not very well. And I go like, inglés, un poquito, español, muy bien, Trevor. And like, very little.
Yeah, cool.
And then we're going at it. We stop at a gas station so I can get a water. And then they had like some Jack and Cokes in a can there. I grab one of those and I'm just sipping a Jack and Coke.
Let's go.
It was the most fun. Because we're like both meeting in the middle on like what we both know. She's telling me about like her kids. She's talking about like her new love. And I was like, ooh, mi amores. And then she's like telling me that she's going to meet him in December and she's never met him. She's nervous.
Oh,
shit. And I'm like writing in my phone. I'm like in Google Translate. I'm like, well, he's a lucky man. And it was a one hand translate, one in the beer. And I've never been to Mexico before. So I'm just taking it all in. It was like, I was a guest there, obviously. So I'm just taking it all in. It was very nice to like look around and be like, oh, dude, all this is so new to me. It was just such a...
Yeah.
It was really cool. I just like bonded with this lady. She was so nice and so like wholesome and just really like... I don't think anybody really often is excited to talk to their taxi or Uber driver. Yeah. But I was having a blast with her.
Yeah.
She's just saying... We're just meeting. It was so fun. It just was like, I don't know. I'd never been to Mexico.
When you're in a different country, it is really fun to talk.
It's either very panicking or it's very fun.
I think because of technology, for me, it's a little less panicky because even if you don't know the language, you can do that.
Sure. I had a connecting flight when I landed. I had the worst fucked travel day in the world. I went from Maine to Puerto Vallarta in one day. It was Maine to JFK.
You walk me through what because we were DMing and I was like, where the fuck did you go?
Yeah,
I don't even know what happened.
I had a fucking fucked ass week, but a great week in hindsight. I had a Tampa gig. I was in Tampa on the night of the election. Tampa, night of the election. I had a show at a college out there, which was actually really fun.
The show was fun.
It was unreal. I had the election results on my laptop, so I would do a bit, joke to joke. Oh, Ohio just went red. Ba-da-bop. No fucking surprise there. Keep going.
Okay, cool.
And then day off in Tampa, went to an aquarium, saw lemurs. I was like, why are there lemurs in an aquarium?
Lemurs don't fucking swim.
No. But they were like, man, it's Florida.
Lemurs,
we got fucking animals. Leave her alone.
Yep.
True. And then Thursday, I fly to Maine. Thursday morning, I get up, fly to Maine, have a college show in Maine, stay at the airport, and then my flight from my flight from Maine to Puerto Vallarta was one day. Maine, I wake up at like 3:30 in the morning. My flight is at 5 a.m. from Maine to JFK, JFK to Mexico City, Mexico City to Puerto Vallarta. One travel day, three flights.
Yuck.
So I land in Mexico City, and I'm like, it's going to be like any airport. I land at gate A7. I'll probably be connecting at A22. You know, I land. No idea what the fuck's going on. Somehow I'm going through customs. I end up outside. I end up outside of the airport. I'm outside of the airport. Like, there's people outside with the bouquet and the flowers and the signs like, welcome home, my son. And I'm like, I have a connecting flight. I don't know. I just followed the line. Dude, I've never felt more lost in my entire life. I'm just following people and I'm in a line for customs, but there was no option. Like this gate terminal just led me straight to customs. I'm standing in line. I'm looking around. I'm looking to see what passport people have. I'm standing there. I finally asked the lady to go, I have a connecting flight. She goes, when does it take off? And first thing I go, connecting flight, Inglés.
I'm fucking dying.
I literally stood in this line for like 30 minutes. This lady pulls me out of line, walks me to a new line. I go, great, my saving grace. Yeah. I go through customs and I go, connecting flight. And the guy goes, right that way. I somehow go through some sliding doors and I'm outside of the fucking airport.
Goddamn. Goddamn.
I'm like, what?
So you got to and do it all over again.
Yes. I went through customs to exit, and now I'm outside. So now I walk up to security, and I go, I have a connecting flight. I have a connecting flight. And it's like, it's leaving in like 30 minutes. So I'm at, I was up. I had like 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm off 3 hours of sleep. I'm in a different country. I'm by myself.
Ugh.
I'm like on the verge of breaking. I'm like, man, I'm not going to make a scene, but somebody please help.
Yeah.
So now I'm at the security. I'm walking. I put my bag in the conveyor. I guess this is right. And there wasn't like Delta. It just had like security.
Yeah.
I put my bag through that. It gets flagged, of course, because I had a water bottle in it. I thought I was taking a connecting flight.
Yeah.
So it gets flagged, and the guy's like scanning my bag. This and that. And there's water, and then I finally get through, and I just keep pointing to people. Where do I? And then I somehow make it on time. But Jesus,
Were you close to missing it?
I was close, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was like in the last like
visual
5 minutes
of you going outside and being like, fuck.
Oh my God.
So funny.
Oh my, I mean like.
Oh, my face hurts.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I just follow, that's what happens when you follow the sheep.
Yeah, dude, I mean, I just.
I don't know how I got there. Cause in my head I was like, oh, it makes sense because this was a U.S. flight landing in Mexico City. This does make sense that you'd have to go through customs. But then I just am out. I don't know where I fucked up.
Dog, when we did the UK thing, if I didn't have my assistant, I would have been fucked. Like, there are so many different bobs and weaves, and you gotta do the customs here, but you don't have to do it here because it's the UK. And the what is going on?
Yeah.
Where is Star Trek with the beam me up, Scotty, to fucking wherever I gotta go?
It was exhausting, but yeah.
But you landed and you had a good experience, though.
Oh, the best. Puerto Vallarta was beautiful. You know how
did you go to a wedding there?
I went to a wedding, yeah.
Okay. Whose wedding?
A buddy from college.
Okay.
It was really fun. It was all like the guys I was in a frat with. A bunch of those guys were there. And oh, just what a beautiful place. I know I was talking about how great Hawaii is. I was like, dude, Puerto Vallarta is half the distance.
Yeah.
And fucking gorgeous.
The Mexico is inclusive, gorgeous.
Inclusive resort.
Yeah.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. Tacos. Run it up.
Hey.
Boom. Oh my God. It was beautiful.
Cabo, I went whatever months ago. And the people are so fucking nice. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's just everyone is like insanely well-mannered, and they take like service very seriously. And then even outside of the resort, if you go to like eat or just even walk around, like, dude, I went walking. I think I told you this, but there was a massive like soccer game that and it was just like everyone was just so fucking happy. It was like it's a beautiful country.
Yeah, dude, it was really nice all that travel. It was fun to see just a lot of my friends, and then it was a 3-night minimum stay at this place, which is how they get you, right?
Yeah.
Because they're like, he's like, hey, I booked a wedding at a beautiful resort. You're like, oh, great. And then it's like, yeah, but you have to stay there. You're like, okay, well, that goes to how you get a cheaper wedding, which I get. My Jew ass was like, oh, that's why you need me to stay here?
Yeah.
So your wedding can be no. So I had an off day there, and that's when I got the massage, and I just had an infinity pool, and I just ate like shrimp tacos, and I was like, this is, I had the same thought.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop saying, like, this view is beautiful. It's fucking beautiful. Yeah. It was the best view I've ever seen. It was unreal.
Dude, shrimp tacos?
Oh!
Fuck!
Oh!
What's that pink sauce? Mayo with, what is, what's that pink sauce they put on there? Do we know?
Pink or orange?
Maybe it's orange.
A little orange.
What is the sauce? I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
But it's crazy.
And, oh, it was incredible. But yeah, I, so yeah, that week was two shows, a wedding, and then flying and landing, and then going straight to
film. Well, the show that you said, the Tampa show was fun. Was the other one fun?
Yeah, Maine was fun as fuck too.
What, where was Maine?
Dude, some guy, where's Maine?
Not, sorry, where, what
University
college
of
was
Maine. It? University you. Of Maine. I mean, that was like, that was the most, I have no, I literally landed, had an hour in my hotel and then went to the,
yeah.
I didn't see any of Maine. And it was dark by the time I landed.
Right, right.
I show up and I'm like, man, what's up, Maine? I don't know what the fuck was going on. I literally just did that. But yeah, what was awesome is the episode that came out last Wednesday.
Yeah.
In that episode, I said how much I loved Jersey Mike's number 43, gluten-free Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah.
Middle of the show, because I didn't know that it was open to the public too. This guy goes, Trevor, I bought you Jersey Mike's number 43.
Shut up.
Swear to God. At first, I was like, this guy's going to try and OD me and poison me. And then I took a bite and I was like, yeah, who gives a shit? If I die in Maine, I die in Maine.
You took a bite on stage?
What?
You took a bite on stage?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maine is 91% white.
Really?
That's an alarming amount of white. That's too white.
Why do you think it's so? What? Are they good at any sports besides the lacrosse? And
crabs.
They're good at crabs?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Lobster? Hockey? They love hockey.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be, they have to be very, very good at,
it was just
tennis, golf, and ice fishing.
And Yelp. It was just very, it was just very funny to go from, in Maine, I've never been to, I don't think I'm an edgy comedian at all. I don't think I say anything that's like super, super crazy. There's some jabs here and there, but like, it was so funny going from doing a show in Tampa, Florida, election night Tuesday, where these, like, you say anything about Trump, yeah, fucking goddamn right, brother. And then I was in Maine, and I said, like, very, like what if,
just
like,
jokey.
Just a jokey joke. They're like, ah, ooh. And I was like, oh.
Different people.
Different people.
Yeah, I mean, the difference.
Still very fun, though.
Is there a bigger difference of a person from Florida? If you take someone from born and raised in Maine and born and raised in Florida, is there I don't think you'd find another, a bigger difference of a person.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe
it was
Portland.
It was.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was just funny to be like, because I did the same set and I was like, oh, that's right, we're in Maine. We are in Maine. I don't know anything about Maine though.
Their porn categories are very different.
Oh, huh? Bro, we should do this. Yes. What, can you set it up? What is it again?
So Trevor's saying how he was watching the election in Tampa. So I was curious what each state's most searched porn category was, and check out Florida's.
Let's go every state.
So it's most searched during the election.
Yes, during the 3-day period of the election.
Wait, wow. Really?
What?
So,
wait.
So this is the most searched porn categories during the election.
Yes.
What a fascinating post.
Let's see. Texas Florida's just didn't look at porn. Oh, they can't. They don't have porn. Or Pornhub in Texas.
Yes. So all the states that are grayed out do not have Pornhub.
That's
but Florida was MAGA and Maine was ass to mouth.
There you go. that is the biggest difference right there, boy.
I look.
Imagine searching ass to mouth.
Over
what
MAGA.
Do you search MAGA? What MAGA? What porn?
Dude,
shows up?
I don't know if my fucking
Louisiana's
Twitter account
off.
Is bananas, but that's for the last 2 weeks. That's all I've seen.
What?
Is hot women in MAGA shirts being like, oh my God, my tits fell out.
And wait, what?
On Twitter. It's crazy. That's my entire feed.
Dude, so I re-downloaded Twitter and immediately regretted it. I downloaded X. I post like one tweet. And some guy's like, this could have stayed in the draft. So I was like, yeah, this is why I didn't.
Yeah, to me, it's a mean place.
It's a mean place.
That and Reddit, mean.
Mean. But like with first tweet, I go, already?
Yeah.
I have 300 followers on here and all of a sudden, fuck him. Blocked him. He's the first person I blocked. I don't even block people like that. Can you go to the hub and type in MAGA and just see what shows up?
Yeah, so
Melania,
it's just guys
4K
in red hats banging girls.
That makes the most sense ever, dude.
You know
that's
funny?
Like so
all
odd.
The guys that are watching that video are doing it for the guys. They're doing it to watch the guys in the MAGA hat pipe.
All right, let's see. Well, they're there it is. That's what it is right there.
Hot alpha.
That's what it is.
Hot alpha fucks Asian babe with MAGA hat on.
Jesus Christ, dude! All right, okay, I can't watch this.
There's actually a lot of MAGA porn.
A lot of girls wearing MAGA.
What did I want to say? 18-year-old high school girl. Oh, Jesus Christ!
Okay,
gives blowjob after pool day.
Honestly,
what does the pool day have to do with anything?
The title's too long. I just couldn't. I couldn't think of I'm gonna type in ass licking. So it's either gonna be Trump or Kamala. Cool. Ass licking.
Dude.
Where's the Electoral College going?
Wait,
cool.
Did you see
butt plug?
The New York one?
Where's the New York one?
The New York one is like,
bro.
Let's see what he was talking about. Okay, wait. What is Vermont? Best friend. What's going on there?
Vermont, you typed in best friend?
Vermont is best friend. Go up. Oregon is deeper.
Oregon is deeper.
Just deeper?
What are they coaching the fucking people fucking? Deeper! More!
Safe!
I didn't even know you could write deeper.
I didn't know it was a porn category.
Oh, is deeper like a. Jack?
It's just.
I love how we saw what it is and Jack just keeps scrolling. He's like, yeah, hell yeah.
All right, what's the.
Wait, go up. Nevada's morning sex. What? They typed in No Nut November in Colorado.
Wait, that's insane.
That doesn't make sense. That's like fasting and typing in food, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's exactly what it is. You just want to watch because you know you can't do it.
Does anybody actually do No Nut November?
Does anyone actually do car sex? What in the fuck? Wyoming? What the hell's happening? You want to fuck in a car?
I did car sex once this year. It's hilarious.
Car sex is so stupid. Car head's fine. But car sex?
You got head from a car?
Yeah.
I think the weirdest on the list is definitely Tennessee with waxing genitals.
That's more informative, I guess. But what is Missouri's blow bang? What's a blow bang?
I have no idea. Like well, let's guess. Shot. Blow a bang. Blow? Yeah, I guess just I head and sex. Fuck.
S to F.
Isn't it normally what happens?
Yeah.
Head is like the little bit of a, like stretching for your cock. And then you get in there and you just plow it out for 12 minutes.
Oh, South Carolina's secret. I kind of like that.
What
do you even type in secret porn?
What's secret?
Maryland, your people just type in cute.
Cute?
The fuck?
What type of weird shit?
What type of Utah? Oh, secret porn.
Oh, secret's like, oh my God, stop. Don't Mom's tell. Almost home. That's honestly so hot.
So funny that they probably also like go through thumbnails. Like, what thumbnail do you like?
Oh, yeah.
Like the same way we decide the YouTube videos. What's a better thumbnail? What was your most searched category during the election?
Probably just stepdad, grandma.
Good. What even is a step-grandpa?
Let's figure it out. So, your step...
Your grandma remarries.
Your stepdad's dad.
Wait, your stepdad's dad? Your dad's stepdad.
So, my stepdad... Okay, how about this? So, I have a stepmom. Her...
You have a stepmom?
Yeah. Someone turn this on. Hold up. My stepmom's dad would be my step-grandfather, right? What did you call your grandfather? Any weird names?
Grandpa,
yeah.
Call him Zadie, which is a Yiddish, Hebrew word.
Zadie?
Yeah.
I didn't even heard of that.
Really? I think so.
Jack, did you call your grandfather anything weird?
Pop.
Yeah, I call my Jewish...
Pop, Pennsylvania Eagles!
Did you... John?
Hadaboji? Is this... Grandpa in Korean.
Say, that's so sick.
Hadaboji.
Hadamoji?
Hadaboji.
Hadaboji?
Hadaboji.
Hadaboji.
Are you listening to John?
I am. I'm not even fucking around. I'm trying to do it. It sounds so cool. All right, one more time.
Hadaboji.
Oh, Hadaboji.
Yeah.
Crushed it. Hadaboji. That's just so sick. I want to get my girlfriend to call me that. Hadaboji. Dude, are you kidding me? Hey, Hadaboji. Oh, fuck. And then they do the cross-eye thing. Maybe you come immediately.
How about a blow J? Yay.
I love it.
That was... Yeah, I don't know. Sorry if that's disrespectful. I don't know.
Hadaboji. Dude, Hadaboji sounds so cool. Anyways, Jack, what did you type in during the election?
I typed in sex doll. Because sex doll? I saw news that Lamar Odom is looking to buy a sex doll. That looks like Chloe, his ex-girlfriend.
I saw this. Is he investing in the company or is he buying a sex doll? Oh,
I've only saw is he spent $8K on it. Which
no, he didn't. Did he really?
Yeah, so play this.
This is a video of him in the warehouse checking out which one he's going to buy.
God damn.
Pause it. You don't feel like a complete loser when you're walking around the sex doll factory picking body parts?
Yeah.
Used to be an NBA superstar. Now you're picking out the right throat you want, your fucking robot
what
doll.
What a life. But you already did it. You already won. You were in the NBA, okay, making millions, banging the Kardashian.
Yeah, now he's fucking plastic on camera.
At least he's alive, right? And not this in brothels. He's probably not allowed to have sex with girls anymore.
What are you talking about?
Because he got stuck in like those brothels and like almost killed himself. He probably can't OD. It's probably like when you stop smoking cigarettes, you go to like Lucy or something.
Oh, I understand.
This is how he goes cold turkey, is cold plastic.
So he can't have sex with women anymore?
I don't know. This is just theory I just made up.
But good.
It's
No, I understand. I understand what you're saying. If he has like a problem, like a gambling problem,
like
then he just plays Uno.
Maybe his sponsor's like, "Hey, no more women." Yeah. He's like, "What if they're fake?" And like, "All right."
All right, let's keep going.
Why do they blur everything? Can we find? Oh,
why is she fucking bow-legged?
Wait, hold up.
This is the weird. What if you walked in on our son and he has just a bunch of these?
Can we find the unblurred version? Oh, what the fuck position is that?
Sad is what it's called.
The guy's in a suit. The guy's a tucked in t-shirt at a fuck doll factory. This is the video I saw right here.
Yeah, me too.
I wish there wasn't music.
Dog, well, it's funny they say sad. It looks like Chloe, but it's like, well, what can, you
it
know.
It does.
Look at him checking the breasts.
My man giving him extra squeezes.
If this thing's not self-cleaning, I'm going to return it.
Do they really think it looks like Chloe? That's kind of a crazy dig at Chloe, though. You're like, bitch, I look like a plastic doll.
Also, you think about it, well, Chloe is a fucking plastic doll.
Yeah, they are.
They're all plastic dolls.
Oh, he pointed at the feet.
I mean, I've done looked at the feet. They look hot. What are you going to do with this thing? Leave in your closet?
It's also, they have the guy following around him, like, making a vlog. I'd be like, hey, man, maybe don't film me being horny.
Yeah.
Maybe don't film this part.
Also, maybe not sell it to TMZ.
He might have posted this straight to the grid. Oh, he's checking out the hands. He's like, can I put a ring on this one? None of the sex dolls, it just stands there like this. Like, it's not.
I need it to move and call me funny. It doesn't look like her at all.
Wow, $8,000 for the custom sex like doll.
Dude, what's the most money you would spend on a sex doll, Trev?
$1,000. But even then.
Even that. Nope. It's gotta be able to move.
What did you type in?
Nope.
What did you just type in?
Real doll. It's the website or the company that makes the sex dolls. We may have looked at this before.
I think we have.
Well, that's a penis.
Well, you got the real cock too. All right, that's good.
I mean, that looks like a real girl. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but that's not what it looks like in life. It's like when you watch like an Arby's ad.
Oh, hold up, Stephanie looking hot. Go up.
What does she say?
5 reviews.
Is it only 5 reviews?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. If I'm gonna buy something for this much, I need a lot of reviews.
Oh, we have been on here.
Yeah.
This is just like a modern day Mr. Potato Head.
What did you or do Mrs. with Potato your Head. Mrs. Potato Head?
Piped.
Yep.
Made it mashed.
I love it. Sweet. I mean, dude, is this the saddest thing in the world?
Okay, wait, hold on. So when we're doing our Moment House stream,
yes,
we should buy one of these to be our guest.
Walk me through.
Think about
it.
So we allotted a certain amount of money for a budget to have guests on.
Okay.
Fuck the guest. Or we could actually
fuck the guest. Yeah.
We buy an AI robot. What if she's on our podcast? We've been talking about, like, should we add a female voice to this podcast? What if we get her on the pod?
Wow. Can she answer? It's actually really
welcome
good.
Welcome back to Stiff Socks.
Don't put water close to me.
Michael, you are so funny today. God, is your hog even bigger than normal? It third leg tripod.
It's really great. Charge me. I am at 2%. Also, give me your dick.
I honestly would.
Can it talk? If it can talk like ChatGPT, I'm in.
Yeah, let's watch this video, see if she talks now. Because she didn't talk before.
This is the update.
This looks like a thriller movie.
That's all I need right there.
head? How do you have bad areolas when you're a fake robot?
Damn, bro.
I am Nova. I am Harmony. I am Solana.
And I am Sad.
We are part of Real Daleks. We are AI-driven robotic dolls.
Oh, God.
Dude, that post-nut would be horrendous.
I mean, dude, cleaning out the vagina, like you gotta put it, like literally putting that fucking pussy next to the dishes in the dishwasher is awful.
And it can't be a light doll. That's at least, what, 70 pounds?
Yeah. You gotta shove it underneath your bed when your mom calls.
I'm taping her to a Roomba and be like, just throw a piece of bread down
the
hall.
Yeah. I mean, dude, then you get her pregnant, you have a fucking microwave for a son.
Between the ex-robot and this, I mean, we're 5 years away from these things, like, walking around and being able to just...
Good. I can drive in the carpool lane.
And bang them.
I mean, yeah. Do we think we're 5 years? Where are we at?
I think 5 to 10 years.
I think probably 10. John?
I think 10.
Yeah.
I love how Apple Vision Pro got discontinued. Now this is rolling out. The all-new Apple fuckbot.
I mean, dude, if Apple put their fucking designers on a fuckbot,
oh my god,
I come.
Holy shit. You airdrop her your nut.
Received. I mean, it's crazy. She can literally do your homework and suck your cock. I mean, kids are not going to want a Nintendo. They're going to want this.
What?
They blink?
That's what blows your mind?
Yeah.
Not the fact that a robot is talking to you? Oh, what the hell? Oh, she moans!
It's not going to be a good moan, though.
Yeah, I don't even know
if I get... Ah, that feels good. Ah!
No, that sounded good.
Let me hear it.
What the hell?
Oh, that's pretty good. Oh, fuck. I'm hard.
It sounds like a mobile app game coming, though. Like, it sounds like an ad you'd get. Do you want to fuck me? Imagine you can't even get her to come.
You know what's crazy?
Unplug. Dude, imagine you, like, gave it water damage, and now it's just in a pot of rice in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Just trying to dry out. The fact you can pick the eyes is crazy. You'd probably do, like, all white or, like, blacked out eyes or something.
Oh, yeah, I do fucking weird eyes. It would have to be self-cleaning, and it would have to go in the closet immediately. Right when I came, it would feel the moisture and be like, goodbye, you did good, and
no,
just go to
I
sleep.
Think what you do is you buy a studio apartment somewhere in a sad location, and you drive, and that's the only thing in the apartment.
Yeah.
On, like, a massage table, it's just that.
Yeah.
And you just walk in, you go, you know why I'm here. And you treat it like it's like a mistress. And you're like, you open the door and hello, Mr. Blaustein. Bad set tonight.
Yeah, every time I just go there, she knows I had a bad set.
Like, when you're down bad, that's where you go.
Yeah.
Is TikTok not doing well? Well, you can do me well. In a small room, somewhere in, like, Reseda, like, just a small room.
Yeah, but don't you think that's worse? Dude, in a robot in Reseda, you come back online, you're like, fuck.
Yeah. All right.
You chop her head off.
Fine, Puerto Vallarta, put her there. That's my vacation home.
Oh, God. I mean, I would definitely fuck it. There's no part of you that wouldn't. It's just that you think about what would happen to you emotionally afterwards, dog. Like, I come in a fleshlight, and I'm like, I was raised Christian.
I would need to come and then immediately get knocked out. Like, somebody right behind me just with sucker punches me in the back of the head, but no damage.
Yeah.
And then I just wake up in my bed. I'm like, what happened? Like, you had a bad dream.
I'm telling you, dude, if you could come in it and then she would just evaporate, like, just go away, then it's fine.
You come, and then her eyes flash like the light in Men in Black. You're like, where am I?
Right.
Then you look down at your laptop and you're editing. Oh, I was editing. That's crazy.
That's a weird dream. Too many zins.
Yeah. And you hit one of the keys and your finger sticks. You're like, oh no.
Fuck.
I would actually 1,000% invest in getting one for the podcast.
I actually just hit up the media relations person, see if we can get one in.
Oh my God. I would run so. Dude, imagine we bring her on tour.
But could we ask her? Like, could we ask her questions and shit?
I hope so, yeah.
I don't like this.
Even if you can't.
We'll take turns in the bathroom.
What?
You're not going to share?
Fuck no. It's my wife you're talking about. Show some respect while I get some neck.
Could you imagine just like doggy style with that fucking woman your girlfriend walks in? What the fuck?
It's not what it looks like. She's like, this is even worse. Yeah.
It's for the podcast.
God. Well, yeah. What do you do if you walk in, you're the girlfriend, you see your man piping down a robot?
I mean, I immediately just go get water and end the robot's life. I just turn on the shower. Give it to me.
Is that cheating? Do you think they would consider that cheating?
If
they
it's close, dog. It's fucking close. It's if I like, walked in and she's getting piped down by a fucking robot, it's close enough for me to be furious.
Yeah.
Robot looks like Lamar Odom just fucking piping my girl down. I mean, there's we're getting close.
Yeah.
It's not cheating. Like, if you have a purple dildo, all right, shove it in there and call me tomorrow. But, like, an actual thing that's thrusting and you keep going, thanks, Dad. I mean, something's happening there emotionally.
Yeah. What about those machines where the dildo's on, like, a thingy? Close. Like a metal rod?
We're getting close.
All you got to do is just, you take the top half of the robot and put it on there, like a centaur type thing, and that machine... You know what I mean? Have you seen those machines?
Yeah, but I don't like, understand.
I just put the top of a guy on top of it. Half machine, half man.
Oh, I understand. But I think it's because it's so humanistic. That's the word. It looks like a...
Yeah.
A human. So you're just on the line of cheating. Like, you know, because it's like, it's jerking off versus like fucking a sex doll. Like, we're getting closer to you wanting to fuck an actual woman. If I walk into my girl and she's getting fucking piped down, like in a position, dude, in a position.
Positions.
She's getting doggy style because you have fucked to, by a robot. I mean, bro, that's worse.
You had to set up the position. If it's just one like missionary type thing, you're missionary. Like, sure, you throw it on the bed, there you go. But like, if the robot's in doggy, that means your man had to be like, AI, get into doggy.
I know.
Arch your back.
Yeah.
Like you had to like get it there.
I know.
Stefanica, arch your back.
Yes, sensei. She calls you weird names. Yes, sensei.
How many times do you want me to come? 7 or 19? More.
Every single time I thrust. I will come now.
Dude, what if it's like 4D water squirts out of it?
I would hate it. WD
40. What if it's baby oil?
I'm fine with it.
There you go.
You have to baby oil it down unless it's already fucking self-lubricated. Are you kidding me? And the lubrication you can eat?
Yeah, I don't think the self-lubricate, what?
No, the lubrication you can eat, it's like Coca-Cola. It's like fun lubrication. The Slurpee.
Self-lubrication before. But that'd be like, vanilla, but you know shake? When a pan's like, we're non-stick, and then you cook something and it sticks?
Yeah.
The fuck's going on there?
Who do I sue?
Yep. All right, guys, let's get into the unnamed segment, Ask a Woman.
Let's do it.
Would you rather have your ex date someone that looks like you or completely different?
Oh.
Oof.
Yeah, what's more hurtful if your ex starts dating someone who looks exactly like you or like completely different?
I think if they look like me, it'd be more hurtful. But no, it'd be an ego boost. I'd be like, yeah, I put them on.
Right.
To me.
I
know?
Think your brain can see both you're right. sides. I think that one has both sides. But if they look completely different, then in my head, I'd be like.
I'd be insecure. I'd be like, was I never his type?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go looks like me because if you
That's
go.
That's worse.
No, I would like that. I'm sorry. If you worse for me is if your ex does not look like me at all, that would be super hurtful because then it's like, bro, hold on. So you're dating someone who's 6'3", and fucking not me. Ow. So you never love me.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, I think you can find the positive and negative in both of it. Because then if they're dating someone who looks nothing like you, you could be like, he doesn't even know what he wants.
Yeah.
I was clearly his type. He doesn't know what he wants.
Equivalent
He's out
to
here
me,
riffing.
Like, if I was dating a guy, I'd rather him cheat on me with a guy than a girl.
She can call him gay.
So then I'd be like, well, there's nothing I could have like provided.
Right.
You know what I mean? If he cheated on me with another girl, I'd be like, fuck. But like if he cheated on me with a guy, I'd be like, well, he wanted something
right.
I couldn't give him.
Yeah.
So the same thing with like maybe... If it was someone that doesn't look like me, I'd be like, well, I just wasn't his type.
That's so funny beginning an argument if your boyfriend cheats with a girl. You're like, couldn't it have just been a guy?
Yeah.
Don't you just love men?
Like you, if you have a girlfriend, would you rather her cheat on you with...
Well, the problem with the guy is like if she hooks up with another girl, I'm
you'd
like...
You'd be like, oh, nice.
No, I'd be like, let me film it.
Wow.
Nobody's laughing? All right. No, but the guy, like, obviously I'd be insecure, but there would be like 30% of my brain, they'd be like, fucking not. Because in my head, I'd be like, this could lead to a threesome one day. The guy brain is not wired right.
Yeah, that's not, okay.
I'm not going to lie, dude. I would think about that too. Part if it, yeah. I would be like, I'd be like, are you kidding me? Let me see her picture.
Yeah, was she hot?
Prove it.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
Get over here POV. Now. I need to see you both down. We're having a talk.
Are you kidding me?
Plug talk.
It's kind of hot in here.
Okay, this question escalated.
this is how it normally.
All right, so when you break up with Trevor, do you want him to?
Why is she ending with me?
She's breaking up with you.
All right.
Do you want someone that look like you or no?
If Trevor and I were to have dated and then we're about to break up, I'd rather him get with someone that doesn't look like me. I think so.
Yeah, because I'm just lost. I'm delusional. Yeah. He doesn't know what he wants.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this though: would you rather your ex hook up or cheat on you, or rather your girlfriend cheat on you with someone like astronomically hotter than you, or quote unquote uglier than you?
It doesn't matter. I'd take a bullet to the head.
Really?
I'm kidding. Maybe not that. I feel like but I would. My feelings would be hurt regardless. I'd rather her be ugly.
Yeah,
it's so subjective though. She could be ugly to.
No, for sure. Yeah. But I'm saying to you.
To me. I'd rather her be ugly.
Trev?
I mean, they both suck.
But they both are horrendous.
But like, would you rather her get with like a guy working at like
the
wash or a guy that's like an NFL player?
At a car wash.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying. I would. Oh, fuck. I think I would go with someone who's classically not attractive. I think I would prefer that. Because if she hooks up with fucking like Trevor Lawrence or someone, I'm like, Jesus, fuck, man.
I really thought you were going to say Trevor Wallace.
I said Trevor Lawrence because of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just someone who's like insanely fucking hot. I think that would kill me. But then it's like someone who's whatever. I'm like, all right, man, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you'd find the pros and cons for either, honestly.
For sure.
I think all of these just suck regardless.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just trying to find the positives in the negatives. Am I a scientist?
You sound like it.
You do.
All right, guys, you want to get into some sock talk?
Let's do it, bad boy.
All right, this is from Joey King. It's an email. He says, to pussy or not to pussy?
What type of calligraphy?
This is the horniest fucking Hamlet? Shakespeare I've ever met in my life.
To pussy or not? That was the whole question?
My submission is that I love my girlfriend to death, but she's not able to have sex with me.
Not Michael.
Essentially, not I don't have the biggest dick, but even if Michael. I get her pussy dripping, she's still too tight for me to fit. She's been told by a doctor that she has a low pelvic floor or something to that effect.
No, that's true.
Dude, that would ruin me. If I was a girl and a doctor was like, bro, you got a low pelvic floor. Higher.
Raise that bitch up.
Yeah. Get the elevator.
So that's pretty much like having a small dick as a
girl.
Damn. I tend to have a high sex drive and can only jerk it so much. Please help.
That please help. You could really feel it.
Yeah.
An email? Please just write help. An email, not a DM. Please it's
help.
Crazy.
Instead of like warm regards, love the podcast, just please help. Yeah. So let me get this straight. She has
a low pelvic floor.
Un poquito.
Kitty cat.
Pusero. Small. Small? Small hole?
I don't know if the hole is small. I think the tightness is tight.
Mm.
Yeah. But he said he didn't even have a big dick. Can't get it in. I don't know, man. I mean, it's you're in a sticky situation because you love her a lot and you have a high sex drive. I mean, have you tried like different types of like crazy lube? Have you tried like maybe going in there with like a really smaller dildo and maybe open it up like a shoehorn type of thing and open it up a little bit more and then maybe you can get your medium sized pee-pee in there? Like, cause vagina's open. Like, they open for babies, so it might just be, like, a little more painful, but maybe if you slow bake it, maybe you can open it up until your pee-pee gets in there?
Maybe different angles, too.
Different angles?
Maybe just trying different positions.
Maybe head?
Maybe head's an AI robot? Option.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is to your point. They do fit babies out.
Yeah. Maybe she can use a fleshlight on the pee-pee. Use a...
I'm very curious.
About?
Just, you know, like what angles have they tried already? What? Yeah, I think the lube might be. But if it just hurts. Then,
well. Yeah, maybe some Crisco. But I don't know, man, because if you get down to it, if you get down to it and it literally just doesn't fit or feels like not, feels not okay. yeah, I mean, there's other things to do sexually that's not sex that you guys can get off to. Because I will say, person that's madly in love, it's way harder to find amazing love than amazing cootie.
Yeah. So if you, you have need some loose cootie, it's out there.
Oh, it's out there, but it's loose. And it is gross. It's not gross, but you know what I mean? It's undercooked. It's been cooked by a chef on mushrooms. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you really love this one, I don't think this is
yeah, that's, an end-all. Yeah. I don't think it's end-all, be-all. There's other things you guys can do.
She better be into sex dolls then.
Yeah. Yeah, or threesomes.
You can let this go to your ego. Oh, man, too big.
Too big, yeah.
Sucks,
you need to go on sex yet? Nah, I'm too big. So they never have ever? Or they tried and it just didn't?
I think it said they tried.
They try rarely, but it never seems to work out.
It's tough.
It's a tough situation, man.
You can probably go to a doctor and ask.
Yeah, or yeah, I guess she did say that she does have a low pelvic bone, but what if he is just too big and it just...
Get on Pornhub.
I mean, bro, the thing is, man, like, in you know, like a real answer, like, if he has like a high sex drive and they, like, for some reason she has a low pelvic floor and he has a big dick and it just doesn't work, I mean, it's a really sad thing, but it just might not work. Like, at the end of the day, man, you don't want to go through your whole life trying to make something work that doesn't, that just will ultimately not work. And you're like, not wasting, but you're going through 4 or 5 years of your life trying to make a thing work that's just, it's just not going to work. Not to be so sad about it.
Okay. Or, let's get on a lighter note. This secret sock is pretty funny. They just want you to react to this video.
Yeah.
This is how you get a woman off.
This man went to college, bro.
Dude, this guy in an orgy would absolutely crush. In that shit like a bop it.
Dude.
So he's playing a banjo with his tongue, a guitar with his fingers, and a... bass? What is that? Violin?
Yeah, what is that?
So it's a. It looks like a yeah, a guitar... violin and a banjo or cello maybe.
Yeah, cello.
Imagine what the neighbors think is going on in there. Keep playing Guitar Hero with his cock out.
I mean, legit, it's like the Call Map but the Bronx Zoo.
I'm proud of him.
I'm not.
The bald hair up top really sells it.
Is that a yarmulke?
No, it's just bald head.
Oh, it is bald. Okay. I was gonna make fun of it. I'm like, hold up.
Okay. Yeah, I'm telling you, this guy does numbers at a sex party.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wow. I mean, that guy can finger.
So when you put hashtags under that, it's like, dude, we're going to see it. You know?
Hashtag music.
Hashtag guitar. Hashtag goblin. Hashtag Airbnb. This was at somebody's Airbnb.
Dude, I'm telling you, I had Airbnb for years. Weirder shit happened out there at my place than this.
You didn't have cameras in there, did you?
No.
That's illegal.
Illegal. But I should have. I mean,
wackadoo like, mini dicks?
Mini, what is it? Confetti dicks.
And were you
all
like,
over the ground.
So nobody wanted to clean this up?
Dude, every weekend there was some fucking crazy shit that happened. It smelled weird.
So
the couch was moist.
The cleaning fees.
Kept them.
Right.
That's what I used to do.
So let's say cleaning fees were like $200.
Yep.
Then you'd spend $100 on a maid?
Nope. I'd keep them and clean it myself. I was a business. I had no money.
And would you clean the sheets? Or you'd be like, fuck it, I'm sleeping.
No, right. Definitely. Oh, it depends on how tired I was. Like, yeah. I would get off the road and I'm like, bro, I don't give a fuck. I just sleep on top. Sometimes I just sleep in. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
What are you going to get? Scurvy? Gives a shit.
Good. Sounds good. Warm.
Yeah, it does actually sound warm.
That's so funny.
You know what?
Cleaning fees. And then you just do it.
Just, oh, I kept it all. Capital. The only time I had to actually pay someone to clean is when I was out of town still, and there was like someone was checking in, and someone was checking out, and someone was checking in. When I like couldn't clean it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the other times, boy.
I didn't even think about that. The amount of times it's probably just the owner, is it?
Yep.
Cleaning fee, $400.
Yep. Keep it.
It's my 14-year-old fat son.
Yep.
I don't know why he's fat, but.
I will say though, you know all the rules and stuff? Like, hey, you got to do this. I stopped doing it. I stopped doing it a year ago.
Oh, at Airbnbs?
None.
Have you ever got penalized or
nope.
flagged for it?
Nope.
So when they're like, put the sheets in the bathtub.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
That always sounds like a riddle. like a escape room. Put the sheets in the bathtub. Put the pillowcases on the roof. For what?
To jump off?
Yeah, maybe I'll start doing that.
Just don't do it.
Airbnb.
I love Airbnb. I don't do it. Trash? Yeah, I'll take it out. Shut up. You fucking do it. This is your house. I don't have Marriott. Don't ask me to do shit.
I think they should do both. It's like, here's the cleaning fee, $100, but here's the cleaning fee for $20 if you take the trash out. If like reduce
okay.
two rates.
I like that.
You know,
I like that a
clean
lot.
Clean a little, get a little.
I like that a lot. I will say the Holiday Inn has never asked me to put dishes in the dishwasher. You fucking bitch.
I don't do anything.
Nothing. I don't do anything. I don't leave it a mess.
You literally never talk to him again.
I don't leave it a mess. I put all like the, you know, trash in the trash can, whatever. I don't leave it like fucked up.
Right.
But I don't do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
The sheets, take the sheets off. You take the sheets off. I wonder what the three towels on the ground are from. Dude, I'd be wiping my chest on the road. I mean, just white Zamboni.
You ever forget though and be like, what towel do I shower with now?
No, I always use the face towels for my cum. I've made that mistake before. I ain't no damn rookie.
You've used the face towel for your face?
No, but I use the face towels for my cum and the actual towels for my toweling.
Oh my God.
The big ones.
So they just go there, put in their ran through washer, and then some next guest is like, I love the Hilton.
Yeah, yeah. Exfoliation? Cool.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I use the pillow sometimes. I don't care.
Yeah, we know.
Dude, I'm just saying, like, we're all going to perish in a small amount of time, and we're literally worrying about what towel to use to wipe my semen up. You're lucky I'm wiping it up.
But wouldn't it just stay on you?
I'm sick of rules.
Do you think if you just nutted on your chest, but you're wearing a t-shirt, like black t-shirt, and you just left it on there, do you think people would say something if you went out in public?
No. Oh, left it on the shirt?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone would say anything. I think people would move away from me. I think people would huddle their kids in the corner.
But if you're at a Starbucks and like, can we get a name for, oh, so you have semen on your shirt. You think anybody's saying anything?
No one's going to say that. No one. Hey, sir, you have a semen on your shirt?
Multiple. You ever got toothpaste on your shirt? That for sure looks like a load.
Toothpaste for sure. Deodorant too.
Yeah.
Deodorant sometimes.
But deodorant's usually on the sides. I'm talking right in the middle. Yeah. Right between your tits.
Why does deodorant always leave marks?
That's why I do the clear one.
You do clear?
Every day.
That's shut up. Weird. It works? Clear?
What do you mean?
That's it works weird. For you?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, if I put clear on, my deodorant, my armpits go, hey, cool, man. Open the waterfall.
Yeah.
I sweat. I'm disgusting by hour one.
A little bit. Depends.
Oh.
Honestly. I mean, sometimes it holds. Sometimes I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
But. It's cleaner. It's a cleaner feel. The white chalky one, it's like somebody has a claymation under my arms.
I hear you. Apparently deodorant's not good for you at all. What is that?
We're supposed
everything's
to just
bad for
smell.
You? But like aluminum, like it's the aluminum.
Why do the ones
whatever.
With the no aluminum? Mando, plug the ad.
Oh, you do no aluminum?
No aluminum, no parabens. Because I used to love Old Spice, but it would hair my arms up. Literally, I'd be in the ocean and my arms would be burning.
I use Old Spice, but I don't know. I don't get
what's
that.
What's the blue one? The gel.
Oh, the gel. Yeah, the gel's crazy. Any of the clear jelly stuff, I go fucking white. Just like Maine.
Yeah, I know that they're bad for the I know the ones are bad with the paragens or whatever, but I don't care.
That's where I'm at, dude. That's where I'm at. Dude, I posted the fucking a picture on my story, and I had like 9 5-hour energies empty in the little the fucking whatever the pocket of my door. I posted a picture. I said, "Do I have a problem?" 19 responses. You're gonna get fucking meh. Good.
Good. Here's a 6.
Good. What's happening? The sun's gonna burn out in 12 years. There's gonna be super volcanoes. Birds are going to learn to talk, and we're worrying about fucking aluminum?
I have bad news about birds talking. What? There's this thing called a parrot.
They're starting.
The first guy to hear a parrot talk was probably like, what the fuck?
Oh, I know. They thought they probably thought it was a demon.
Huh?
They literally thought it was a demon. Polly went on a cracker. Bitch, your name is Ryan.
It's so funny to have a talking bird. Dude, that's probably what the AI robot girl would sound like.
Yeah. If I was a talking bird, I'd just
Paulina,
say,
my cock.
I'd just say, shoot me.
If you're a bird.
Yeah, shoot me. Give my fucking wings back, you bitch. So isn't that sad as fuck? It's literally like having a pet human and then cutting their Achilles tendon off. Can't walk.
Well, penguins have wings that can't fly. Isn't that fucked?
That's so
dumb. Every day they walk around just be like, I got no use for these.
And but the crazy thing is they used to be able to fly.
Penguins?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, sir. Evolution, daddy. They used to be able to fly. They're birds.
No.
Someone type that into a computer.
There's no way there's ever been a flying penguin.
Yes.
There's no way.
But there's no reason for, they used to be able to, they have
That's
a wing.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Over 60 million years ago.
Hell yeah.
Oh, who did that research? True. Who was alive 60 million years ago? I was like, that's a penguin.
Dude, that's, I've been saying that shit for years. I love when scientists are like, 40 million? You don't fucking know what you're talking about. You thought Neptune was a planet 12 minutes ago. You don't know anything. You literally look me in the face 112 years ago and say, hey, you know what can cure them? Leeches. Shut the fuck up. Science.
A penguin flying.
Oh, really?
Hilarious.
Talk to fucking John F. Kennedy. See if science works. He talks like a fucking sex robot. He had 9 vaccines. I'm fucking
John
sick.
John Kennedy or RFK?
What'd I say?
John?
I meant RFK.
Yeah, John F. Kennedy.
He has a headache.
Oh, Lord.
That's a podcast.
That's a podcast. Well,
that would suck if you died and then you just constantly have where you died from. Just the pain.
Oh, yeah.
Time.
Some of those movies, the ghosts, like they have to just hang out. What was that? What is it? I see ghost people? I see dead people? Sixth Sense?
Yeah.
All those people just had to walk around like no intestines because their dad ate it or whatever the fuck happened. It's bullshit. Have you ever seen Sixth Sense?
Mm-mm.
Doug, we have to fucking do a podcast where we both watch like a iconic movie that you've never seen. Have you seen the movie?
Dude, on the flight, this guy was watching Challengers with Zendaya.
I have to see it.
And he was fast forwarding through all the parts where it was just the two guys.
Dude, I'm not.
There's two guys in a sauna being a little sus, and you'd fast forward through it.
It's really funny.
Just blatantly like doing it. He'd be like, oh, this is old like businessman. I'd be like, nope. Zendaya would be on the screen. He'd be like, pause. He'd be like, yeah, I like this movie again. So funny.
I will Every say time though, two I will dudes. Say though, when I'm on a plane, and even if I'm watching them on my phone or my laptop, if there is a sex scene in any capacity, dudes or women, whatever, I fast forward.
Really?
It's so weird
maybe that was
to be watching a sex scene with 400 other fucking people. It's fucking
You don't think
weird.
They don't want to see that?
What do you mean?
They want to see that.
Like, I mean,
ah, damn.
Maybe, but it's weird.
I know they stopped handing out peanuts, but I got nuts.
Fuck, dude.
Imagine you're watching a sex scene on a plane. And all of a sudden, the lotus semen just hit the back of your ear. What the? F- Oh, I love this scene.
Have you ever been hit by a semen that's not yours?
Uh-oh.
No.
Oh, hold on. What Save the fuck
Patreon.
Was that?
No, Save but I have the craziest Patreon story. I swear to God, this isn't even clickbaiting. I can't believe I forgot about this. Holy
You're
shit.
You're going to make me fucking wait right now?
I don't want to incriminate. Not incriminate. I don't want to. I don't. This was. I can't even believe I forgot about this.
You got hit with a man's semen?
No. Oh. But it has to do with my own semen. And a woman.
You like women?
Unfortunately. I can't believe I forgot about this.
I'm so fucking excited.
Oh my God.
All right. Well, we have to end it because we're 19,000 minutes in. And,
holy shit.
Guys, we love you, man. Thank you so much. You know, fucking, what are we doing? What are we doing? Oh, guys, Stiff Socks Live, okay? There's some tickets left on some cities. Come through first week of December. Going to be insane. StiffSocks.com for tickets or our websites. And comes to Mr. Wallace and Mr. Blouse on our tour. We love you guys. And that is it. I got a big old dick.